Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Philippians 4:6. Don't be anxious, don't be in a hurry about nothing. I don't care what the other people or other folks are doing. You pray. Go into prayer, giving thanks first to God. Yeah, give thanks. Yeah, it's called walking in faith, giving him thanks for what he's about to do. Glory to God. Yeah. Present your request to him. While you're in that atmosphere, while you're in that moment, yeah, talk to God. Seek his presence. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come today thanking you, Lord, thanking you for this opportunity that you have given us. Thank you, God, for life itself, the very life that you have given us, the air that we are breathing right now. We thank you. We thank you for your traveling grace and mercy. We thank you, God, for keeping our mind, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for protecting our children, our spouses, our communities, this nation, oh God. We know we are in lots and lots of turmoil, God, but we keep trusting you and believing you, that you will protect, that you will keep us, that you will never leave us, that you will never forsake us. This is what we believe in. This is what we stand on. This is what we declare today. Yeah. That you're ever present. You're ever present with us, oh God. No matter what it looked like, no matter what's going on, you are with us. And we thank you, God. Oh, and we thank you for Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you. And we bless your holy name. You are God, and besides you, there is no other. There is no other God. Huh? That is equipped to keep us, to sustain us, to protect us. There is none. And we are just grateful today. In Jesus' name we pray. And we say amen, and we say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your many blessings that you shower upon us. Thank you. Mm-hmm. As we approach the time that we celebrate Mom, the special lady in our lives, Mom, she has sacrificed so much for you. So much for you to be able to achieve whatever you have today. It was all about Mom. Mom talking to God. It was all about her seeking him early. Mom, when no one else would believe you, Mom said to you that she would stand by you no matter what. Mom, the only real living creature that you can put your trust in that's on this earth beside our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is Mom. Yeah, come on now, think about it. Mom, she works hard to make sure you could go to the best schools, wear the best clothes, huh? She worked hard for you to go on trips. That was once that seemed once like a lifetime that you would ever be able to do that. But it was because of Mom, because of her sacrifice, her endeavorance, her endurance. Yeah, because of her. And we're getting ready to celebrate. We're getting ready to celebrate. And, you know, and I often say this about all these different celebrations, these different events that we call ourselves acknowledging. It shouldn't be just once a year. It should be all the time that you love your mom, that you want to spend time with her, that you want to take her out, or you want to buy her something, or you call her on the phone. It shouldn't be just no once a year. Hello? Mom, she decided to have you and bring you into the world through the help of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Can't leave him out. Mom. And she knows that. Yeah, so let's go quickly to Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. And most of us know this. And it says here that, therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign that the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. This is the prophet Isaiah. He speaks about the birth of Jesus, about the virgin who will carry Jesus into the world. You know, the thing is about this story that I picked up really real quick long time ago. Mary, her qualifications. Mary, you know, and I just did a little research and I found out that Mary was between 14 and 16. Think about that. Having a child. Huh? Between 14 and she was pure. She wasn't tarnished. What am I saying? She was a virgin. She had never been with anyone. Glory be to God. Why? Because for holiness, hello, to be holy, everything about holiness has to be holy. Everything about holiness has to be pure. Everything has to be justified. Oh, you listen to what I'm saying. Glory be to God. Holiness. Pure. Mary. The virgin. The chosen one. Mary. Yeah. Mary. This is who we're talking about today. We're talking about Mary. Let's go to Luke chapter 1, verse 26. And it says here that God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, to a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged, she was pledged, to be married to a man named Joseph. When we say she was pledged, she had pledged, she had agreed, she had decided to accept Joseph's proposal of marriage. This is what we're saying here when we say she had pledged. She had accepted. Yeah. So here we see that the angel, Gabriel, was sent to Nazareth and to this town in Galilee to a virgin that was decided that she was going to marry this man. His name was Joseph. And we see that Joseph was a descendant of David. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yes.
So here we see that in here, I say the stage was all set. Mm-hmm. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ had already mapped out the plan of salvation. He had drew this map, and just so happened the characters that would actually play this role was going to be Mary, and it was going to be a man named Joseph, and that he was going to introduce them to a child named Jesus. And this was going to be a child that they could never really understand how this would come to be. But through the gift of the Holy Spirit, are you listening to what I'm saying? Yeah. Through the gift of the Holy Spirit, they would understand by and by. They would get it by and by. They may not get it right away, but they're going to get it. Praise God. Praise God. Mm-hmm. So this virgin, her name was Mary. She was a young girl. So the angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored." Ooh, highly favored. "The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you." Imagine an angel coming and appearing to you, telling you that you are highly favored. What does that mean? What am I saying when I say highly favored? What it means? You're in the top 10 on the Jesus list. You're in the top 10. You're up there. You may be number one or you could be number two, but you're on that list. You're on a list where the favor is getting ready to pour out. Mm-hmm. You're on a list showing that you are handpicked through the glory of God. You're on this list. Mm-hmm. You're on a list that will prove that you are blessed. You may not understand it right now because you're young and the angel's just coming to talk to you, and you have to hear it. You have to digest what is being said. So here we see that the angel tells Mary in verse 29, "Fear not. Don't be worried." Mm-hmm. So Mary began to say, what kind of greeting is this? What could this be? Now imagine, angels weren't small. They weren't little. Angels weren't little 4 and 5 feet, you know, entities. They weren't small. An angel of the Lord, and this angel was Gabriel. Gabriel was one who stood in the presence of God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Close your eyes and think about Gabriel. He was girded up. Yeah, he would have on his shield, he would have on his breastplate, he would have on his shoes, straps, he would have his sword. Come on now. So this angel's going to appear to you, huh? Think about it. Think about this. The angel reassured Mary not to be afraid. Don't be afraid, Mary, because you have found favor in God. You're on the top 10 list. You're on the list. You're number one, Mary. Yeah. You will be the mother of this child. You will be with child, and you will give birth to a son. And you are to give him the name Jesus. Think about that. Jesus. That name had never been spoken. There was no one else ever named Jesus before this. Jesus. Just say it. At the name of Jesus. We know that every knee must bow, every tongue must confess. At the name of Jesus. Listen to this. little virgin girl, how special are you? He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. Praise Lord. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah, huh? Hallelujah. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father, David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob. Glory be to God forever. Jesus, look at Jesus. Look at this. Someone has thought this out clearly, and that someone is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, this has been mapped out. This has been thought about. You know, when he created us in his image. And there were so many days that he was creating us. So he took time to create us. He took effort to create us. When he formed us and he shaped us, just like he's doing this map. This is a map of the rest of our destiny. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Mary wanted to know, how could this be when I am a virgin and I have never been with a man? Are you listening to me? It's only natural that Mary would ask that question. It's only natural, mothers, that we would say that. But when we're not in the spirit and we're walking in the flesh, this is the things that we would say. But listen to the response that Mary will get. It says here, then the angel of the Lord explained to Mary in more detail. He said, the Holy Spirit comes unto you, and the power of the Most High God will overshadow you, Mary. You don't have to worry, baby. You don't have to worry. You don't have to wonder. God has already mapped it out. God has already, he's already put the seal on this. He's already drawn the blueprint. Hallelujah. Listen, the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit. Nothing like him. Nothing like him. The Holy One will be born. Will be called the Son of God. Oh, you listen to what I'm saying. Mary listened. She was listening real good. Have God ever come and got your attention? Have he ever begun to speak to you and you know you had to get quiet? Have he ever spoke to you and you had to get up during the night and go and run and get you a piece of paper and a pencil because you needed to write it down? He was talking to you. He was letting you know what the plan is. Has this ever happened to anyone? Glory be to God. Huh? The angel of the Lord is talking to Mary, and he said, the angel of the Lord explains it. He explains it to Mary, and he tells Mary just a little more information. He tells her this. He said, and Elizabeth was Mary's cousin who was married to Zechariah. Oh, can't forget them. He explained to her, we know that Elizabeth had been interceding for a child for a long time. And we know that she's up in age. Yeah. And you see, the thing is with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, just when you think it's all over, just when you think it can't happen, just when you think it won't ever come to pass,
Look at God. Look at God. So we should never allow doubt. We should never allow doubt to come into our presence. When we have asked God, when we are seeking, when we are petitioning to him for whatever it may be, we should never entertain doubt. When doubt tries to come in, we should have a method that we use to put doubt in its place. And the method we should use is, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And if God said it, I believe it, and that's going to settle that. That settles that thing. So doubt has to go in the name of Jesus. Look at this. Proving to Mary. Proving there is nothing too hard for God. Elizabeth will have a child. And here we see further in this, after Mary had heard everything of the plan of salvation, of the plan where she would actually take part in, here we see Mary gave a declaration. Mary began to open up her mouth, and Mary began to respond, and she said, I am the Lord's servant. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I am the Lord's servant. And may it be to me as you have said. Mary gave the response to Gabriel. And I want you to understand this when she gave the response. See, God allows us to have a will. We have a choice. He doesn't come and take our choices away from us. Mary was given a choice here. And she agreed to bring baby Jesus into the world for us. Glory be to God. Mary sealed the agreement by saying that she was the servant of the Most High God. So here we see Mary okays the plan where she would have a son and call him by his name, Jesus the Christ. Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Now, you know, we're talking about Mary here, and when I think about her being young, because, you know, when you're young, she was between 14 and 16 now. She wasn't no old woman. So think about at that age, what you had on your mind at that age. You certainly wasn't thinking about having no kid, but you knew probably through growing up that you wanted to serve God in some way. You knew that. But you never knew exactly how you would be asked to serve him. And here we see Mary, who has first of all been surprised and been shocked by this huge angel, Gabriel, one who would stand in the presence of God. She was already shocked and surprised. Think about that. So the angel was quick came to reassure her to calm down, that he wasn't there to harm her. Yeah. Mary. When I think about her. Mary, who was willing, who gave up. Think about that. The things that we normally would do between 14 and 16. You think about at that age. You would want to go to the movies with your friends, go shopping, and do all kind of things with them. And this was different. In those days, young girls got married early.
And in the lesson never tells us the length of time that she had been promised to Joseph. Mm-hmm. But the other key thing to this lesson is that Mary was a virgin. And a virgin was one that had to bring the Holy of Holies. She had to bring that in. It had to be a virgin. It had to be someone that was not stained. It had to be someone that was pure, untouched. It had to be someone that was holy. Are you listening to what I'm saying? This is what God would use. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. Pure. Not stained. And what I'm saying by not stained, a virgin, not being touched by a man. Yeah. Mary. So the question here is this. Mary had decided that her life was to help God. This is what she said, that she was a servant of God. So she had decided this. And she decided it at an early age. That she would be a servant of the Most High God. So the question here is this. What about you? What have you decided? What have you decided that you were going to do? Mm-hmm. Can Jesus count on you? Can he depend on you? Have you gotten serious with him? Have you decided that you're going to walk with him? Are you one who can be used by God? Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come today thanking you, Lord, for this lesson. Thanking you for opening up our eyes that we can see and hear what your word is saying to us. Yeah. We're talking about Mary. We thank you, Lord, that Mary was one who was obedient, that Mary at a young age loved the Lord, and that she was willing really to sacrifice her youth to bring in Jesus. To be the mother of such a holy child. We just thank you, God. Thank you for your word, because we know that your word is true. We will be careful to give you all praise, give you all honor. And it's in Jesus' holy name we pray. And we just say amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't forget to give mom a hug. Let mom know that you love her. Speak kind words to your mother. We will be back here on next Friday and, of course, on Saturday and on Sunday. Yes. It's a blessing. Serving a true and a living God. Mm-hmm. Allow yourself to be used by God. We see so many things other than people allowing God to use them. Yes. But you don't have to be used and used and then thrown away. God will use you for his glory. And then he will protect you and keep you under his watchful care. Amen.